This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Got to celebrate the little victories in life because the little ones are the big ones. Important to celebrate. Life's hard enough these days. Got to look for the positives. There's been something I've been putting off around the house for a little while now. Small thing, little car that's been jammed in a Hot Wheels car wash. Now, of course, that's a big problem for a six-year-old. For the rest of us, it's not a problem at all. But it's one that I've been asked to fix quite a lot recently. And today, I kind of thought, all right, let's do it. Because I've been putting it off because I've known it was going to be a screwdriver job. And that meant going out to the shed to go and get the screwdrivers. And I'm thinking, I really can't be bothered right now. So off I go, out to the shed. I get the screwdrivers. Let's see what Daddy can do, I say to him. 10 minutes later, job done. Car wash taken apart. The car that was jammed in there, it's out. I put it all back together. I am lauded around the place as a hero. Daddy's fixed it. The car's out. Look, he's done it. Oh, let's praise Daddy. I'm a hero. It's fantastic. It's a little victory. It's a big one for me. Celebrate your little victories today. Could be an at-work one. A little battle against something or an object or a person at work that you have won, or a battle at home. Just a little victory. What are they and what have you managed to succeed at? Carl's got in touch with his after my triumph of fixing the Hot Wheels car wash earlier today. Carl says, I'm not one usually to brag, but in emptying the dishwasher, I have managed to get all the knives out, forks out and spoons out separately. They said it couldn't be done. I've been walking around with a smug grin ever since. Carl, it should be celebrated. Well done. And Darren says, just had new blinds fitted throughout the house. The one job that I have had to complete is reposition a curtain pole from inside the window to reveal the outside. And I have done it. Congratulations, Darren. I do hope it's being celebrated properly. Chris says, I've been cleaning in the bathroom whilst redesigning a whole term's worth of Shakespeare lessons for year eight. That is an achievement. Well done. Keith says, I had a beer order arrive yesterday. They've sent the same order again today and not charged me for it. That's a little victory. It is indeed, Keith, isn't it? And I'm sure you've let them know that they've done that, which would be the right thing to do. And Kaz says, hard-fought little victory over a can of baked beans. At my local shop, I spotted a can of beans sitting at the back shelf with a price tag on it that was 10p lower than the rest. Upon taking it to the checkout, however, it was scanned the same price as the others. I bravely pointed out the price tag and after some exchange of words was granted my little victory and walked proudly out of the shop with a can of baked beans 10p cheaper than the others. That is the definition of a little victory and should be celebrated. Well done. Let us know yours. One final little victory for you from Mike in Bradford. Played golf today. 17 holes were awful, but I had an eagle mixed in. They're definitely taking it as a small win, and so you should, Mike.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Big week, this Friday. It's our last day broadcasting as Absolute Radio from this legendary One Golden Square as we pack up and move to our brand new studios for next week. And to celebrate all the iconic sessions that have taken place here, going to be playing some of the best of them throughout the week. If you're listening on Absolute Radio itself, every evening, Danielle Perry got live tracks. George Ezra tonight, Wet Leg tomorrow evening, and on Friday morning from 9 o'clock for the final Dave Berry breakfast show from One Golden Square, you'll hear familiar voices from the Absolute Radio family, past and indeed present, sharing their favourite live tracks from across the years, featuring Paul Weller and Blur and Sinead O'Connor, Simple Minds, Florence and the Machine, Coldplay, loads more. It's going to be a big week. Tomorrow is our final home time show from the studio. We're going to be from home ourselves on Friday. 16 years here at Absolute Radio in Golden Square. Bush and I wanted to mark that by putting a blue plaque up. You helped us come up with the slogan, Absolute Radio, where real music mattered. Well, ahead of the unveiling tomorrow, I can tell you the blue plaque has arrived with us. Bush back tomorrow. We'll be doing the show together for one final time here before we move. That blue plaque, is it exactly like what I was expecting it to look like? it would be wrong for me to say. The spot on the front of the building where it's going to go forever has been agreed. Is it exactly where I imagined it was going to be? That would be wrong for me to say. How is Bush going to react to both of these pieces of news tomorrow on his return for our final home time show from Golden Square? I couldn't possibly say. I can't imagine. But it's going to be fun tomorrow, final home time show from Golden Square, and then the big final show from the Daybury Breakfast Show from One Golden Square, Friday morning from 9, with all the familiar voices from past and present from Absolute Radio with their favourite live tracks. Looking forward to it. So our big sign goes up outside Golden Square tomorrow, our blue plaque marking the 16 years that we broadcast here before we move to new premises. That gets unveiled tomorrow. You might think it looks strange. It won't be the strangest sign you'll have heard of all week. Trust me, it could be this. I picked up a box of Lego today. Been kicking around in our house for a couple of weeks. Little Prezi 6-year-old got for his birthday a little bit of time back. And hadn't noticed that it's got a sticker on it. This is a Lego police car, right, for a 6-year-old. Little sticker on it that says, "Warning, this product is protected by a security device. Do not microwave." It's one of those signs where, until someone said, "Do not microwave," it would never have crossed my mind to go and put a Lego police car in a microwave. Who's doing that? Don't do it. It's obviously a bad idea, but, like, I'd never have thought to do that in the first place. What are we coming to? Laura says, "Where there's a sign, there's a story. Isn't there ever?" It's depressing. Richard says, "Imagine casually taking a microwave into a Lego store, plugging it in and zapping some Lego. It's a bold move."
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute Radio 90s.
There we go. Right. Sound of the Decade from the 90s. Been going for a little while. And is still going and hasn't been got just yet. What is this sound? And it's a sound that is very much of the 90s. Do you know? Sound of the Decades from the 90s. This sound, it's of the 90s. This is the whole point of Sound of the Decades. It's a sound very much of its time. Cherry is down in Land's End. Completely different part of the country. And she thinks she knows what it is. How are you, Cherry?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You ever been to Southend?
Actually, I've got family over there. Oh, right.
Okay. But you are a completely different time zone away in Land's End.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are you up to today, Cherry? Been a decent one?
No, I'm off sick at the moment. I've got sick, so yeah, been to listen to you guys a lot, and your songs have been incredible this week today.
I'm glad Absolute Radio has been a medical tonic for you. We'll add that to our little boasts. Hopefully, this is going to be something that will pick your day up a little bit. Mm. The sound of the decade from the 90s. Which of all our Absolute Radio stations do you choose to enjoy home time with? Hopefully, you enjoy it.
Sorry. Again.
How do you listen to home time, Cherry? Which of all of our stations?
Which one do I listen to?
Yes.
Absolute Rock.
Right. Sounds like you listen to it too loud as well.
An absolute classic and absolute Spanish classic too.
Absolute Spanish classic. Not aware of that one.
Yeah, it's on it.
I'll have to check that one out. Right, let's have a listen. To this. Cherry, what is the sound of the decades?
I think it might be a Soda Stream.
A Soda Stream. Definitely a sound of the 90s.
Definitely.
Could even have been into the 80s.
Ooh, good shout.
But is it right? Let's find out.
You're a loser. And you have lost.
Cherry, I'm afraid it's not.
No worries, I get a go.
You did give it a go, and it saddens me it's not right, because I wanted to send you that radio and pick things up. Hopefully you'll feel better soon. Cherry, thank you for playing.
Have a great day. Cheers.
It means Sound of the Decades is intact for Bush's return tomorrow. I've done my job. And one more play of it here in Golden Square before we move off to our new place next week. Sound of the Decades returns tomorrow.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Time to check in and see how things have been going and see how life has been treating you and whether you are after compensation from the universe for how things are going in Compo Corner. Sometimes things happen in life and you're never going to get compensation for it. You know, going to the cinema and just being sat in front of some really loud people behind. You're not going to get the money back, it's just annoying. But if the universe could give you that time back, that money back, it would be great if it could. So by sharing it with us, things that, you know, you've been a little bit let down about, you want that time back, that money back, at least it's off your chest. It's what Compo Corner's all about. I'll share with you to begin with. Actually, there is money involved in this one. With me, it's always food. It will always be food. I saw an absolute bargain in the supermarket the other day. Big fan of those BN smiles. You know those biscuits? They're kind of like wafery, but they've got like a chocolate smile in the middle of them. I think they're right up there in top five Dunkin' biscuits. I saw them reduced to 25p... per pack. Yes, you heard that right. 25p per pack. So I think to myself, well, it's obviously got to be too good to be true. So I checked the best before date, February 2025. No, they're fine. They're still in date. So I'm thinking, right, I'll get four of these. £1 for four packs of BN Smiles. Walked home, very, very excited about my deal. When I opened them all up, every single one of them broken. I think they must have been dropped in the storeroom. No wonder they've been reduced to 25p per pack. I'm not going to go and claim that back. But if the universe can give it me, that'll be great. That's what Compo Corner's about. Zoe says, I took my daughter to the theatre in London last week. Got us tickets, 8 rows from the front. Fantastic. Except I had the world's tallest man sit in front of me. All I can remember when anyone asked me what the show was like was how his hair was. Tell us what you're after the compo for. Dave, what's happened? Who is it?
That's against the French referees.
French referees, okay, very specific, David. All right, who is the team that has been hard done by?
So it's our under 18 girls. We're Highbury Wolves. We're from Islington.
Fantastic! I'm already on side as a gooner.
I know, and we went to the Bordeaux Cup at the weekend, and we were robbed, man. We were robbed.
So the Bordeaux Cup, this is your under-18s girls team. So that's a big old trip. They're all flying out there. What happened? How far did you get in this tournament?
We got to the final.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, we did all right. We held them 0-0 right till the end. Then we lost on penalty. In the penalty route, we lost, but we had three blatant penalties. There was a handball. There was the goalkeeper flew out of the area. She took our player out. Even their coach said to me, you should have had penalties there. But the referee, we said everything was doing, like, you know, you're going to give us a penalty. He just looked at me like we were idiots, man.
Is it like filmed or something?
So it was filmed. It was on YouTube. All of the matches were on YouTube. They haven't uploaded the final of our girls team match yet. So that'll be interesting when we get to see that one.
That's why they've not loaded it up, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe, Richie.
hey, well, look, I'm not FIFA, UEFA, or anything like that, but we all know that you was robbed. But I'm sure you're proud of the girls, whatever.
We are, definitely.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.